Thank you, Jane. I would now like to invite Mrs. Odetola, who would like to make some comments.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as it is said, there is nothing with a beginning without an end. Some, if not of all of us, on Tuesday went through a tutorial designed to provide a broad overview of aviation and climate change to facilitate understanding of the proceedings at this colloquium. And the colloquium itself was planned with the aim of throwing light on strategies and programs not only of ICAO, but also of the industry, academic and research institutions, as well as international organizations to harness technical, scientific, and economic solutions in the global fight against climate change. Our excellent teams of panelists have enlightened us over the last 3 days. The scene was set by discussing possible approaches to addressing our greenhouse gas emissions. We have deliberated on estimates of aviation's current and future contribution to greenhouse gas emissions, and we have also examined aviation's emissions quantification and MRV, and have tried to push the technology envelope by looking into technical improvements that can be made to reduce these emissions, knowing that technology alone will not take us to our final destination. We have been flown through operational opportunities, checking out opportunities for improved operational measures, and being taken through ATM improvements and best practices. We have been reminded that our basket of measures cannot be considered to be complete or full without market-based measures. And accordingly, carbon markets, offset programs, ETS, taxes and levies, and other approaches have been considered here. We have also been made to realize that any discussion on limiting or reducing aviation's impacts on global climate cannot be said to be exhaustive without considering matters such as adaptation, alternative fuels, and financing. And finally, for the way forward, ICAO program of action in this regard and actions required on the part of the states have been duly highlighted. Ladies and gentlemen, you will agree with me that the objectives of this colloquium have been achieved. You have all been wonderful participants, and on behalf of this organization, I would very much like to thank you for your attendance and your cooperation. The success of this event is an evidence of the fact that we are all united in our quest to finding a solution to the problem of the adverse environmental impacts of our activities, especially with respect to climate change. My appreciation goes to Mr. Michael Kenning, Director of KB Environmental Sciences, for his excellent handling of the tutorial. My gratitude also goes to the moderator of this colloquium, Mr. Christopher Suchnow, editor, Green Air Online, who has conducted the proceedings of this event efficiently and effectively. I thank also various speakers for their enlightening presentations. And I would also like to extend my most sincere appreciation to all our secretarial staff, headed, of course, by our most capable and indefatigable Chief of Environmental Branch, Jane Huppe, and in particular, Ted Thrasher, who co-presented one of the tutorial sessions, and our very energetic Blondie Ferrier, Jane, watch your back, the coordinator of this event. And of course, the technicians who took care of the communication equipment, and all others who contributed one way or the other to the success of this event. Our gratitude also goes to our partners, supporters, supporting organizations for their kind assistance in various ways, most especially Airbus, Boeing, Embraer, IATA, Bombardier, NAV Canada, Metron Aviation, Pratt & Whitney Gardner, and others who sponsored our various breakfasts, lunches, receptions, etc. We thank you very much. And on behalf of the organization, before we close, on behalf of the organization, I would like to present a token of our appreciation to, first of all, the Mr. Michael Kenyon. Could you please come forward? Of KB Environmental Sciences. Moderator, Mr. Christopher Sojourner. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Thank you very much, everyone.